You meet with your clients on a quarterly basis. I hear these shows. I talk to financial advisors. It's a once a year thing or as needed. But you say, we kind of demand it. We need to be in touch every quarter. Why? That's a lot of work, Kyle.
It is a lot of work, but it's worth it and it's necessary. Jeff Bezos says that the reason Amazon has been successful is delivery, right? So when it comes to being a financial advisor, there's all the big talk, big promises. We say things on stage. We say things on the radio. We say things on TV. But the delivery of that is actually the continual meeting with the client, the continual going through the process and saying, okay, what needs to be updated? What needs to be changed? It's that maintenance that really makes us successful. And we're very passionate and we're going to stay on top of that for our clients.
You got to deliver the goods.
Absolutely.
I mean, I think about you go buy a car and you look at three or four different car dealerships and they'll look at you and what makes us different is our service. You know, it's like, okay, I get it. Everybody says the same thing, but you got to back it up. You got to prove it every day. And I know that you're in business out there listening to us and you got to prove it with your customers every day. So what if a customer, what if a client doesn't want to meet every quarter? Everything's going along fine. Are you saying you got to come into the office? You're badgering them. What happens then?
Look, this is common sense, and we're just being realistic with folks. We know that there are going to be some people that are still working, and we know that there are going to be some clients that we have that may relocate out of state.
Right.
So it may be a process where we do Skype. We have a program called eMoney Advisor where they actually have a client portal. They see at home what we see of their assets. So we can go through that without having to drive all the way into the office. But we do want to meet at least twice a year and hopefully three or four times a year. The market is going to dictate as well. So if the market is going haywire or in today's volatile environment, we want to make sure we're on top of that. Whereas sometimes the market is giving us a very steady consistency and maybe we don't need to meet quite as much.
So the question is, has anything changed in your life?
Exactly.
And has anything changed in the market where we need to make adjustments?
Exactly.
So, I mean, there could be, we talk about divorce. We talk about a death in the family. We talk about a relocation. We talk about a change of mindset. Hey, I've decided I'm going to sell my house and move near my grandchildren. That's going to affect how your retirement looks, isn't it?
Absolutely. And more importantly than maybe anything, you need an advisor who you can have that honest conversation with. Mm-hmm. So if you're working with somebody and maybe you've been with them for many years, but you're not on the same page, you need to be, especially if you're 60 to 65 years old. We call that the red zone gap, right? And that's a position where a lot of decisions are made, a lot of things that are setting up your future are going to happen. So you have to have someone who not only that you trust, but is competent that will come along and give you the information and implement the plan.